Yesterday, we were looking at Paul's letter, his first letter to the Corinthians. And in looking at chapter 2, we were looking specifically at just his encouragement to the body of believers. I'm going to read this to you, first of all, from the New King James. And just to give us a little background, I'm going to focus on three verses today. Verses, 7, 8, 9, and 10. But we speak the wisdom. He's already set up and established that there is wisdom of the world and there's wisdom of men. And that Paul has come to the Corinthians, but also bringing the word to you and I. He comes not with eloquent words. He comes not with fancy teaching, with fancy words. But he comes just with the truth of the power of the cross. The truth of Jesus Christ and his victory over the cross and what that means. This is the simplicity of the message that he's teaching. Because everything centers upon that and the power of the power that raised Jesus from the dead, the power that raised him from the cross, from death to life. The power that raised Jesus is the same power that works through our lives. And he's just saying, here's the simple word. Now, it's confounding to men because the things of God go against the natural mind, and so it doesn't make sense to the minds of men, but it is the truth of Jesus Christ. It's the eternal truth of God. So in saying that, he says in verse number 7, but we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the ages for our glory, which none of the rulers of this age knew, and had they known, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But as it's written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor has entered into the heart of man the things of God, the things which God has prepared for those who love him. But God has revealed them to us through the Holy Spirit. The Spirit searches all things, yes, the deep things of God. So yesterday we were looking at the fact that the Holy Spirit, that as a man, we look at that verse that says, eye has not seen, ear has not heard, and you know the mind of man cannot know the things of God. We're looking at that, and you can't know the things that I'm thinking. Only I know the things that are in my mind. I can hide those things from you. You can't reach in and grab those things and know those things. If I have life experiences that you would like to gain, you just can't reach into my mind and get them. I can give them to you, but you can't reach into my mind and get them. And the things that are in your mind, only you know those things. I can't reach, no one else can reach into your mind. So in the same way, what Paul is saying is, the things of God, well, can only be ascertained by the Spirit of God. In the same way the spirit of man, or your soul, can know the things in your mind, by the same way God is spirit. In the Spirit of God, he's spirit, soul, and body. But he is a spirit. And so it's the Spirit, the Holy Spirit of God, that searches the mind of God and knows all things, and it's the Holy Spirit that reveals all things to us. So that's what we were looking at yesterday. Well, today, if we look at those verses again, I want to see that Paul is saying in verse number 7, the wisdom of God is a mystery that has been hidden from mankind. So, from the fall of man in the garden, from the time of man's fall in the garden up until the time of Pentecost, the time of the Holy Spirit coming, the things of God, the wisdom of God, was hidden from man. In other words, man could not ascertain it. The mind of man could never understand the things, and the mind of man would look at the things of God, and if the mind of man would know the things of God, would think it was foolish and would make no sense. And that's still true today. The world still does that. Now, Paul goes to a great length to make sure he points out that none of the rulers of this age, had they known, they wouldn't have crucified Christ. He's saying, listen to the way that reads in the Amplified Bible. In the Amplified Bible, it says, none of the rulers of this age would have perceived and recognized and understood this. For if they had, they would not have crucified the Lord. He's saying the rulers, those that rely upon the wisdom of man, those who rely upon carnal knowledge, man's knowledge, knowledge of this world, limited knowledge of this physical world, as opposed to trusting in and knowing God's knowledge, the wisdom of God, the wisdom of man cannot perceive, cannot know the things of God. So from, again, the fall of man up until the time of Pentecost, the day of Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit came to dwell within each of us, man could not understand or know the things of God. But Paul is saying that there's a revelation that's there. Paul is saying that those things, and here's the point I want to make today, Paul is saying that those things which were hidden to man and to the wisdom and to the knowledge of man, to man's mind, is not hidden from us today. As a believer in Jesus Christ, it is not hidden from us. In fact, quite the contrary. Let's read verse number 10 from the Amplified Bible. Yet to us, God has unveiled and revealed them. All the things that are hidden to the natural mind, the things that you cannot understand, that you cannot possibly know, those greater things of the spiritual realm, the ultimate truth, seeing and knowing all things, your natural mind cannot know them. However, God has unveiled them, they're no longer hidden, and revealed them to us who believe in Jesus Christ. Yet to us, God has unveiled and revealed them by and through His Spirit. So how are those things unveiled to you? By the Holy Spirit that dwells within you. When you became saved, again, remember this, when you became saved, your spirit, soul, and body, your soul is that part of you, the personality, the intellect, the will, but it's that part that makes you uniquely you, and that's eternal. Your body is not eternal. Your body is going to is corrupted and will die and will perish. And then, of course, there's your spirit. Your spirit, which is that which was dead before Christ, but now alive in Christ, making you a new creature. And because your spirit is alive, how did it become alive? Well, the Holy Spirit dwells within you. And the Holy Spirit dwelling with you, the very Spirit of God dwelling within you, directly ties you to God. And this is why we can come boldly to the throne of God, because we have that tie, we have that pathway, we have that direct connection to God from our spirit. Because His Spirit dwells within us, we have that direct connection to God. So since we have that direct connection to God, God can speak to us through the Holy Spirit that dwells within us. It is God, because the Holy Spirit is part of God. It is God dwelling within you. So the Holy Spirit dwells within you, and the Spirit of God that knows all things unveils and reveals the hidden things, the truth, the great and small things, the wisdom, the insight that comes directly from God. You have that insight. Now, most of us feel as we go through our days, and I think most of us would say, I just don't hear from God. Be honest with yourself. Did you hear from God yesterday? What are the things that you're dealing with today? What are the matters that you're facing in your life that you just don't know what the right direction is? You don't know how to overcome. You don't know how to get on top of it and be victorious. You don't know how to be the head and not the tail in the situation. You want to, but you don't know how. What are those things, those matters in your life? What is it you feel like today you cannot get on top of or you can't get victory over? Maybe it's an addiction that has gone on and on for years and years. Maybe it's just a simple matter of you're faced with some kind of a decision in your life and you don't know what to do. Or maybe there's an issue with your kids that you just don't know how to reach them, how to train them, how to speak the truth to them that they can receive it. Or maybe it's a matter at your job that you just don't know how to deal with a coworker, with your boss, or a situation at work. It could be whatever it is. Identify today, right now, what is that one matter? And it can be all of your matters. I just want to focus on one today. What's that one matter that you have that is consuming your thoughts and your mind and your emotions? What's the one matter that you can't get control over and you just can't seem to get the victory in? What's that one matter? Did you hear from God regarding that matter yesterday? Do you know what the direction is that you should take? Do you know what it is that your response should be? Do you know what you should say or should not say? What has God said to you? Now, see, for most of us, we're probably going to say, and all of us have been there, and I'm sure we'll be there again, where we say, I just don't hear from God. I didn't hear from God concerning this matter. Here's what I want you to focus on today. Here's what I want you to think or to realize, to open up your mind to understand. If you didn't hear from God yesterday, and you didn't hear from God the day before, and you look back over your life and you're not sure, sometimes you think maybe you heard from God. I think I heard from God in this, but I haven't heard from God consistently in my life. This is the truth and the reality that I want you to see and understand and be excited about today. You have the Holy Spirit dwelling within you, and the Holy Spirit is searching the heart of God because the Holy Spirit is God. But the Holy Spirit searches God. Awesome is that. Searches God for the truth. For the truth of your life. For the truth in the things that are concerning you. God has truth. He has direction. He has an answer. He has something for you. The Holy Spirit is searching God for that. The deep things of God. Knows the mind of God, and because the Holy Spirit is God, dwelling within you, living within you, in your spirit, the answer is being spoken to you. I want you to know this. God is speaking to you today. There's not a day that He's not, I would even say this, there's not a moment in your life that God is not speaking to you. That's how much he desires to be with you. That's the level of love that he has with you. He's speaking to you all the time. Now, obviously, that doesn't mean I'm always listening. He's speaking to me all the time, but that doesn't mean I'm always listening. But he's speaking to me. If I can get to the place where I train myself, I discipline myself, and I learn to hear his voice because his voice is speaking to me. If I will believe that he's speaking to me, and I will listen and learn to recognize his voice, that still small voice. You know, Elijah went in his despair, and he went and removed himself from all of his responsibilities. God told him to do three things after he saw the great victory at the showdown in Mount Carmel. He sees that great victory, and then all of a sudden he's overcome by fear because of one thing that Ahab's wife, Jezebel, says to him. And because Jezebel says, if Elijah still lives by the end of the day, then I sacrifice my... I will die or he will die. Basically, she didn't fulfill that threat, but basically she's saying, I'm putting everything in to taking the head of Elijah. And it caused him to fear. Even after that great victory, he saw God's hand and power. And in fear, he ran. And in running, he comes to this cave, this cleft, and God says to him, what are you doing here? In other words, you're not supposed to be here. I got plans for you over here. What are you doing here? And of course, that's a great scene where God's not in the earthquake. He's not in the fire. He's not in the loud, but he's in that still small voice. And that's where he heard the voice of God. It's that still small voice that is so often hard for us to hear because of all the clutter of the things around us. We're so busy on our cell phones. We're so busy texting. We're so busy with all the means of communication with Twitter and Instagram and Facebook. All the ways that we communicate. We're so busy communicating in these natural ways that we're not communicating. It makes it hard for us to hear amidst all of that communication clutter and glut. It makes it difficult for us to hear God. And you know what? The reality is, before Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and all the other social media, it was hard for us to hear God then because the flesh makes it hard. It's even more amplified hard today because of all the communications clutter. God's voice is in that still small voice, and we have to remove ourselves from the clutter and remove ourselves from the things of the flesh so that we can hear his voice. Because here's the thing I want you to see today and understand. He's talking to you today. And the message that Paul is giving us is God hasn't hidden his answers for you. He hasn't hidden his truth from you. He's not hiding the answers that you're looking for from him. He's not hiding them from you. In fact, the contrary, and this is Paul's point, to the contrary, God has revealed everything to us, everything that you need to know. All the things that you need to know for your life today, everything, including knowing the hope and the encouragement that will just lift you up and strengthen you in the midst of the battle that you're facing, the Lord, your Father, is speaking those things to you every single day. So go back and let me ask you again, what's that one matter today that you just feel like you can't get resolution over, you can't get deliverance from? What's that one matter that just seems to be robbing you of your joy and your peace today? What's that one matter that you feel like you've always been the tail and not the head, and it's time to be the head? Well, I'm telling you, because this is what Paul, I'm just telling you what the Word says, and the Word is truth. Paul says, again, let me read verse number 10 from the Amplified. And so you can read this yourself. This is 1 Corinthians chapter 2. I'm reading verses 7, 8, 9, and 10. This is verse 10 from the Amplified. Yet to us God has unveiled and revealed them by and through his Spirit. For the Holy Spirit searches diligently. The Holy Spirit knows the heart of God. The Holy Spirit knows the needs that you have, the questions that you have, the things that you need to hear from your Maker today. Holy Spirit knows those things, and the Holy Spirit is diligently hearing from God and speaking those things to you. I need to train myself to listen, but he's speaking those things to you. So the Holy Spirit searches diligently, exploring and examining everything, even sounding the profound and bottomless things of God, the divine counsels, the things hidden and beyond man's scrutiny. Listen, if you're trusting in your own strength, your own ability, your own natural wisdom, to come to the conclusions for your life that you need, that you're looking for, if you're relying upon your own natural wisdom and your own scrutiny, your own judgment, you're going to continue to come up with frustrations and disappointments in life. Because the natural mind can never know by itself, the natural mind can never know or understand the greater things, the truth. If you try to rely upon yourself and your own wisdom, you're going to be no different than what Paul said a few verses ago. None of the rulers of this age or world perceived or recognized or understood this. The world cannot understand the things of God. The natural mind just simply cannot of its own. But you can understand them because you have the Holy Spirit dwelling within you. And the Holy Spirit is speaking words of truth, words of life, words of encouragement to you today. He's speaking words of answer, direct revelatory answer from your Father God, your Creator, the one that loves you more than anyone else. He's speaking words of direction, wisdom, encouragement, contentment, direction, guidance. He's speaking those words to you today through the Holy Spirit. Let's learn to listen and hear that still small voice.